When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. We're back here with John Krasinski. John, it's really lovely to have you here.
It is genuinely an honor to be your first guest. I have to say that.
Well, I'm glad.
First live guest. Live guest.
First live guest, exactly. Yeah. And I'm glad it's you because you're a friend and I'm comfortable with you.
That means a lot. You've never called me a friend in public.
Well, that is the only place I would call you a friend. Because this is show business, baby. And in private, doesn't give me any juice.
It's true. It's true.
One of the reasons why I'd like to spend more time with you is I'd like to get to know you better. Because while we talk like this and we exchange emails every so often, it's hard to really plumb the depths of somebody and the time we have to talk on
There's a show like this.
It's just not there. So what I like to do and what the team of the scientists here at The Late Show have figured out, they figured out 13 questions that go straight to the heart of someone and allow them to be known in a full way.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's called the Colbert Questionnaire. John Krasinski, have you the courage to face it?
Let's do it.
First question. John Krasinski, what is the best sandwich?
Meatball sub. Wow, I just got judged. Is that what it looks like when you're being judged? It is. Okay, copy that. You can get a meatball sub anywhere, anytime, and they're delicious.
What's the one thing that you should really throw out? One thing that you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, man. According to me or my wife?
Whoever makes the calls.
My wife. There is a Celtic shirt that I had in college.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That has, it's almost like a plastic film under here.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, the washing machine has let me down in the last 376 washes, and it just stays plasticky, and she's like, please, shoot it.
You could frame it.
It's framing itself.
What's the scariest animal?
Crocodile. Okay. Anything that has the term death roll in your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not only the bite's not bad enough, then you got to roll me
into
the
river. What would you do? If the crocodile grabs you, is dragging you toward the water, what's your play?
I play What Would You Do all the time, and I genuinely think I would just yell no. No! 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 I would.
Go for the eyes. Thumbs for the eyes.
Yep.
Okay. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Right. You can't put peanut butter on an orange.
Wait, sorry. Is this the first one I've gotten right?
What?
I want to know if you think this is the first one I got right. The other ones were high judgment.
Well, this is you know, a binary choice. It's a binary choice.
But you have your opinions about things, like meatball sauce.
Well, I know what the right answer is. It's not my opinion. I know what the right answer is. I know what all the answers are, but your answers have been great.
Thank you.
Because they're coming from the heart. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, yeah. When I was a little kid, my dad was a doctor, and he actually knew the doctor of the Red Sox. And so I got to once go down there and meet my hero at the time was Kirby Puckett from the Minnesota Twins.
The interesting thing is that I've asked this to your Hankses, your Clooneys, and it's baseball players. That's who I get.
Really?
It's mostly baseball players. What do you think happens when we die?
I hope it's great. Okay.
Whatever it is, you hope it's great.
I think there's definitely something waiting for us.
Okay. Favorite action movie?
Oh, man. The Dark Knight.
Not bad.
The Dark Knight.
Favorite smell?
Baby's hair. Mm-hmm. They have a different smell when they're that young.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Least favorite smell?
Baby's poop.
It's mixed bag.
When it's liquid, it's
sure. Mm. Exercise.
What about it?
Worth it.
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
Flat or sparkling?
Flat.
Okay. Most used.
Are we going to edit that out? Because that made me feel bad.
What?
That hurt my feelings.
What out? At what out? Most used app on your phone?
Spotify. I only just, I am 94 years old. I just recently figured out that they have radio channels that mix up your favorite artists. So you say Leon Bridges, and you can listen to all Leon Bridges. Do you know about Spotify? And then they say Leon Bridges Radio.
Are you sponsored by Spotify? Are you
Spotify. The only way to listen to, no, I'm just. Mm-hmm.
You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it? Mm.
Maybe The Curtain Falls by Bobby Darin. More?
I don't know that one. I mean, Beyond the Sea is in the damn movie.
It is.
And that's Bobby Darin.
Yes. On his last, I believe it was his last tour ever, one of the last things he sang live was this song called As the Curtain Falls, and it's basically his goodbye song to show business, and it's beautiful. It will make you cry, so when you go on Spotify.
what number am I thinking of?
7.
No.
Okay.
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
I hope I make it.
John Krasinski, congratulations.
Thank you very
you
much.
You are known.
Wow, thank you. So good.
It's
to
a
see.
Delight
Wait,
to
we
see
have
you
to
too.
Redo the hug.
Oh, yeah.
Now
from,
we get to
from
do
a
it.
Year ago.
Come on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, this is so nice. I'm gonna see you. A Quiet Place Part 2 will be in theaters on May 28th. John Krasinski, everybody. We'll be right back.
Up next, Emily Blunt takes the cold air questionnaire. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I am here, as you can all see, resplendent in her snow queenness. Emily Blunt, waving to her subjects. Emily, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
It's a ton of fun. I really am a big fan of you, and of course your husband. And we've had a chance to have a little social time outside of here. It's been too long with COVID and everything. But the thing is that I really feel like this is where you got to get to know somebody, okay?
Okay.
Because when there's an audience watching, that's when
real intimacy happens.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly right. But the problem is that we just never have enough time to really get down to it. You know,
we're
crack
get
that
down
kernel.
To it.
So what we did here at The Late Show is we came up with this thing called the Colbert Questionnaire. And this is the people know. The people know. These are 15 questions that have been calibrated specifically to penetrate our psychic defenses and actually reveal that person to the world at large and to be known. It's scary, but it's such a relief.
Okay.
When you finally don't have to hide who you are anymore.
I'll feel much lighter.
Are you ready to take the Colbert questionnaire?
So ready.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
What is the best sandwich?
Cuban sandwich.
Cuban sandwich. Describe to the people what a Cuban sandwich is. It's pork.
Pork, ham, mayo, pickles, something spicy in it. And I like potato chips in it.
There you go. I like that yours contains both pork and ham.
It does.
Yep.
Because you've got the pork and then you've got the sliced ham.
Beautiful.
And cheese.
Yes.
Yeah?
And probably it's late at night when you have
this. Oh, so late.
What's the one thing that you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, God. I have a really terrible... old royal blue velvet jacket, and I don't wear it, but I wore it on John and I's first date, and I have not thrown it out. Oh, I know.
You shouldn't throw that out.
I know. Yeah. But it's such an awful jacket. It sits there, and I go, that is a terrible jacket.
Was it a terrible jacket then?
Well, it probably was, yeah, but I think I was blind to that.
Wow.
I was like,
and evidently
I
was
looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went on a second date with you after that terrible jacket.
That's it, terrible jacket. And he just sent me a memo going, don't wear the jacket. And you'll get another date.
What is the scariest animal?
A cockroach.
A cockroach?
Yes.
Wow. Are we talking like these New York cockroaches or these little things or like the palmetto bugs?
I was just in Atlanta for 11 weeks and there was a bit of an infestation at my house.
Sure, everywhere. Lovely houses.
And I've never been the same since.
No.
No.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
No.
Okay.
Oh, look at them, sort of a grumble.
It wasn't a grumble. It was like a, oh.
Oh.
I wonder what that says about
her. Oh, she thinks she's so much better than everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think happens when we die?
I think we go somewhere more beautiful. That's what I tell myself. I hope. I want that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
No, I feel like you're like, okay, like, that's not true, but...
No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like,
sort of pitied me.
What held me back a little bit was that you said more beautiful. I'm like, the world is a very beautiful place.
Very beautiful, but I feel like maybe it's sort of euphorically beautiful somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll send you some links to some really great resorts.
Okay, great. If it has a water slide park, I'm in.
Favorite action movie?
Oh, my God. What is it? Lads, come on. And it's a show, all right? Okay. Favorite action movie. I mean, does Indiana Jones count?
Yes.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Does it count? Raiders of the Lost Ark. There you go. Window or aisle?
Aisle.
Do you have a rationale?
Because I need to pee.
That's it. I don't want to get
And I don't want to be shuffling past someone, like,
right,
doing
exactly.
that. Like,
yeah.
No one wants that.
Favorite smell?
My children, when they wake up. They smell so good. Why do they smell so sweet?
How old are they?
They're 6 and 8.
Wait till they're 14.
I know. I know.
And it smells good.
I know, but they smell so yummy right now.
Yeah. Least favorite smell?
A man's bathroom. You know, when you really need to go...
What is that?
This is becoming all about the toilet now.
Go ahead, yes.
But when you really need to go...
And
go
only
in the men's.
And only the men's,
Is available.
The gents.
I am like this, going in. And I feel like...
So are we. We know what's going on in there.
Why does it smell so bad?
What?
Why does it smell so
it's
bad?
It's our musk.
Oh, I don't like that word.
I don't like that word.
No.
My moist musk.
My moist musk. That's a no-no, isn't it?
It is a no-no. cats or dogs? Oh, wow.
No, it's just because I'm allergic to cats as well. Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Cats or horses?
Horses.
Horses, okay. Horses or dogs?
I'll say dogs because I can get by without having to take
Horse?
A pill. Yeah.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
La Vie en Rose by Louis Armstrong.
Oh. Okay. What number am I thinking of?
36.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
It will hopefully be blissful.
Congratulations. You're known. The English is on Prime Video. The young lady is Emily Blunt, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.